Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hello, friends. Are you feeling down? Do you need a pick-me-up? Well, look no further, for I have the solution. Just go to your nearest podcast store and pick up a box of Backlit Cinema, the podcast. That's right, folks. Backlit Cinema, the podcast, will cure what ails you. The sweet, smooth, and gentle chit-chat of the movies of yesteryear will fulfill your aching nostalgia and improve your overall well-being. The soothing sounds of your host, Zoe Richardson, talking about your favorite moments of these classic films is guaranteed to lift your spirits. The behind-the-scenes trivia that you'll learn will fill you with awe and wonderment. Don't hesitate. Try Backlit Cinema, the podcast, now with no artificial flavors or colors.
Warning, the aforementioned claims of improved well-being or is a cure to any ailment cannot be substantiated.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
And thank you all for tuning in.
You found the frequency of the past, and on today's episode, we have The Veil of Darkness. A series set close to the end of World War II, a group of soldiers do what they can to save civilians and other soldiers who are being chased by the Nazis. If you like this episode, please let me know, whether through the comments in Spotify or my email at mysteryfrequencypodcast@gmail.com. As always, check out the archives for more episodes. Over 200 episodes and growing. While you're there, it would be great if you could follow, review, and rate the podcast. All that stuff really helps out the show. And also check out the descriptions for links, show information, and the current poll for the week. You'll find everything there. My website, my email, my social media links, my store, and more. So please check it out. And with all that,
enjoy the show.
We present The Veil of Darkness, a story of violence and intrigue by Ron Evans.
Excuse me, Major.
Ah, Saunders, you have news.
Just come down from the hill. We got through to intelligence. They gave our coordinates, and they say proceed due west to Rajek Pass and await guides.
Rajek Pass? I never heard of it.
Well, I checked up about 90 miles from here. It's rough going, right into the Montenegro Mountains.
We can't cross mountains. Did you tell them that we had a large number of women and children with us?
The figures you gave me, Major. 122 men of various nationalities, 53 women, and 18 children under 10.
And they want me to march through the mountains?
The Germans have moved in three divisions of Waffen-SS to deal with the Yugoslav partisan groups. If we went north, we'd risk walking into one of them.
Yeah, I don't relish that thought, Saunders. Very well, Montenegro it is.
They call it the land of the Black Mountain.
Yes, Saunders. Very ominous.
Oh.
Ah, Lieutenant Sale. Come in, take a seat.
Thank you, sir.
Been having a bit of a holiday, haven't you? Well, I'm afraid it's at an end.
Well, I was getting bored, sir.
This afternoon, you're off to Yugoslavia with two guides. There's a large group struggling to make it their way to the coast. And, well, to be frank, our intelligence boys have made a botch of it.
I see.
Told them to make for Rajik Pass. Damn stupid idea. There's no way through from the pass. It's a dead end.
Well, can't the order be countermanded, sir?
Problem is, Sale, we seem to have lost contact. They could have run into trouble. A lot of military activity around there at the moment. The Russians are over the border already, and the German High Command is getting a bit panicky. What with being squeezed between them and the partisan groups. Anyway, back to business. This group you're to meet is being led by one of our people, Major Clifford Ramsden, a Royal Artillery man.
Is he?
He escaped from the Linovich camp with 50-odd other prisoners of war, Russians, Poles, Americans, French, a bit of everything. Since heading west, they've picked up more ex-prisoners, plus a large batch of women from an internment camp.
Are they armed?
Yes, they picked up weapons on the way. I think they can generally look after themselves. Unless, of course, they run into one of these SS groups. Ramsden did report a spot of bother with some of the partisan groups he's met. Not a very helpful lot. And the civilians are reluctant to give assistance for fear of German reprisals. The whole picture there is most confusing, as you'll find out for yourself, my boy. Your file says you were a student of the Slavic and Cried languages.
Yes, sir. I spent a lot of time there before the war.
Good. Good. Now then, this is what I've done. Have a look at this map. In the early hours of tomorrow morning, you and your guides will be landing here. Just south of this small fishing village. You'll find few Germans in this area. And from there, you'll head inland to here. An old chap called Ubeck will take care of you and put you on the right road to join up with Major Ramsden. It's all quite simple, and you'll have plenty of time to study it before you leave.
Oh, Saunders, it's not the damage that bothers me. It's the fact that they know we're here.
I think the Germans have known about us all along, sir. We just didn't constitute a threat to them.
So why the hell are their planes strafing us now?
Oh, search me, Major. Maybe they know now that we're well-armed and growing in strength. Again, they could have taken us for a partisan group.
Yes, there's that. Has Harrison managed to make that infernal radio work yet?
No, not a peep out of it. He reckons one of the valves is gone. I guess we'll just have to keep on marching to Rajak Pass and hope for the best.
Yes, at 10 miles a day.
Lieutenant Weser.
Ja, Herr Major.
I have received orders. You're about to become sheep herders, Weser. There's a bitter war going on, and I'm to herd sheep.
Sheep? You mean real sheep?
A large group of escaped prisoners.
How large?
Reports estimated at about 200 strong.
What would be the point of recapturing them? The way things are, they would be sent to a camp and escape again. Discipline is so lax among their men that their camp commanders are releasing prisoners by the score.
Yes, we know it. And now Berlin knows it. The camps are being restocked by Waffen-SS. There are to be no more escapes. Well, at least until the Russians come and release them.
And put us inside.
If we're lucky. Too often it's the nearest lamppost for SS officers. Anyhow, this group of escapees is heading due west. Why, I don't know. There's only the Rajek Pass there. Forest, high mountains.
And we have to round them up and hand them over?
Yes, there's a... That is exactly what we have to do. Hello, you must be my guides.
I am Joseph, and this is Maria.
Hello, Lieutenant.
My, my, what's a pretty girl like you doing in a nasty army base like this,
I have been in many worse places. I'm sorry. That was intended to be a joke.
Marie escaped from a concentration camp during an Allied air raid.
Why were you in the camp?
I was with a partisan group. The Germans surprised us and I was captured.
You were lucky to get out. Well, I want you to tell me the kind of country we have to cross.
All we have been told is to take you to the eastern entrance of Radzek Pass.
That'll do for a start. What can we expect?
There is dense forest before reaching the pass.
Mm-hmm.
It changes to scrub and bare rock where the pass narrows at its western point.
And there's no way to cross westward and come down onto the coastal plain?
It is possible, yes, for a mountaineer.
Very few people live in the area. I doubt if even the Germans have been into Rajek Pass.
Are we likely to encounter any partisan groups?
Several. The two main ones will be those led by Popchek and Karescu.
Hmm. And now for the inevitable question. What are their politics?
Popchek and Karescu are rivals. Deadly rivals. Karescu is a monarchist and Popchek is red. They spend much more time fighting each other than the Germans.
Yes, that seems to be the fashion. You say we'll be likely to meet up with them?
If we are lucky, no.
I see. They won't be inclined to help us on our way.
With the bullet at the base of our skulls. Pavchek is an ex-police officer. His intelligence, his cunning, is ruthless. He's a die-hard communist with a pathological hatred of anyone who does not share his views.
Hmm. And the other fellow, Karescu?
Even before the war, he was an enemy of Pavchek. Karescu was a bandit, an outlaw who lived in the mountains, a man who stole and cut throats for a living. Now he commands 300 partisans and rules like an ancient despot.
Not a pretty prospect either way. Well, after meeting my group at the entrance of Rajek Pass, we'll turn northeast and make for the coast just north of Dubrovnik.
It is a long way around.
But the nearest route to the coast is through forest and over hills. What will happen when we reach this place?
We'll be met by a small flotilla of boats that'll bring us across to Italy.
To this camp? Here?
Possibly. Why? Does it matter?
No. No, not really.
She has been seeing a man, a soldier.
Ah, yes, I see. Well, I should think we'll all be brought back here for debriefing. Well, that seems to be it. We'll be leaving in a couple of hours. See you then.
Well, what do you think of him, Joseph?
Reliable, speaks our language well, looks like a strong man in a fight.
He is also very handsome.
Yes, I was expecting to hear you say that.
I say, Saunders, what are you doing with that Russian chap in tow?
Dmitri's in command of our rear guard, sir. Tell the major what you told me, Dmitri.
We are being followed.
By whom?
Germans.
I see. Keeping an eye on us, are they? I was rather expecting it.
Not just ordinary German soldiers. They wear the uniforms of the Waffen-SS.
Mm. How many?
About 50 men, all on foot. They are either the advance guard or have been sent to shadow us.
Well, either way, it spells trouble, sir. They don't send out their crack troops just to go pussyfooting around the countryside. Well, to keep tabs on escaped prisoners. My guess is they've got all their pals right behind them.
All right. Let's have a little fun and ambush the blighters. We need more arms and ammunition anyway. Saunders, you get the Gregson to head the column while we stay here and arrange the party, sir. Dmitri, I want you to collect your Russian chaps and come with me. Oh, yes. I think the Polish fellows would also like to have a crack at them.
A party, he calls it. You'd think the guy was going off to play cricket.
That will be a good crossing. The water is like glass.
I'll be sick. I usually am. I'd far rather go by air and drop in by parachute. What's the beach like where we land, you know?
It is a narrow inlet with a small wooden jetty. I guided another Englishman there 3 weeks ago. He was carrying information to the partisan groups.
Did he make it?
He was taken by the Germans soon after he left me. A pity. He was so young.
How long have you been doing this kind of work, Maria?
6 months.
And you, Joseph?
2 years. I started as a liaison between British agents who were sent in from North Africa by air.
expand in number of partisan groups.
By now, the Germans must know you.
Oh, they know me, but they haven't caught me yet.
Well, just for reference, what are your politics, Joseph?
I worked with the communist groups, but their politics didn't interest me. I just want to see Yugoslavia at peace. And that is why British intelligence can trust me.
What about you, Maria?
My family always supported the royal family, so that must make me a monarchist. Mm-hmm.
Tell me, where do you come from? Where were you born and brought up?
You ask so many questions about me. It is my turn to question you.
At this stage of our assignment, all you'll get from me is name, rank, and number.
Your men in position?
Yes, Major. Can you see them?
No, not one.
Good. That is the way it should be.
It should start to get dark in half an hour. I want this party concluded by then.
The path through the valley winds up from around that hill. Galovich signaled that the leading Germans are less than 200 meters from the bend. Ah, yes, Major. They are carrying Schmeisser machine guns.
A standard equipment, Arthur. Excellent. Just what we need.
If they walk into our ambush. If not, they can cause many casualties.
War's a gamble, old boy. You Russians are the best chess players, so you should know that. You can't play the game without losses, you know. Oh, Saunders, how did it go?
Well, all the women and children have been escorted onto high ground over there. They'll be well clear of the action. How far away are the SS troopers, sir?
According to our Russian friend, they should be in sight within a few ticks.
Ah, that is our signal, Major. You will see the patrol in less than a minute.
I have just received this radio signal from Gorin. His men have made contact with the escapees and they are staying well to the rear.
Good. What is their position?
Here, on the map. There's a valley leading to a small village called Komasek.
That's 60 kilometers. Well, Vesa, I think we shall move out and join them in the morning. Tell Gorin to report into operations every hour. There's a social gathering in the officers' mess this evening, and I'm tired already. Still, I think we had best make the most of it before we get on the road.
I think I have an early night instead, Herr Major.
Just as well, I suppose. One of us should have his wits about him tomorrow. Herding sheep can be a grueling occupation, yeah?
Every man Jack is carrying a machine gun.
Yes, I was telling Dimitri earlier, we can make great use of those Schmeissers. They'll treble our firepower.
Yeah, and make great holes in our force if this little operation goes wrong.
Oh, stop. Fussing, Saunders. Why do you Americans always get so pessimistic when you don't have an ice cream lorry to follow you around?
I haven't seen ice cream since October 1943.
Yes, that's what I mean. You're lost without it. Well, Dimitri, get that weird bird signal of yours ready.
Ah.
Funny, Saunders. I always thought it was your Red Indians who did things like that. Personally, I find it rather melodramatic. All right, Dimitri. Do it now. A shouted order or a shot would have done the job just as well.
It'll be dark soon.
Yes. You can see the moon.
I was hoping not to see a moon. The Met people said it would be an overcast sky when we land.
To me, a moon means romance, not danger.
Then I think you're in the wrong job, Maria.
Wait and see. You will take that back when the time comes to prove it.
What are you eating?
A little later, Joseph.
Make the most of it. Perhaps it will be the last meal in comfort for a long time. Yeah, these fishing boats, they are so slow. Dropping us from a plane would have been the best.
I asked. Colonel Egan didn't want to risk it. There's quite a lot of Luftwaffe activity in the area.
To make up for a lack of ground troops. My friends tell me that almost every available man is being sent to the east to hold back the Russians.
Except for the Waffen SS, it seems.
One SS trooper is worth 10 ordinary soldiers, so it is said. They will be put on garrison duty and used later to blunt the Russian thrust.
It is all for nothing. The Germans have lost, but cannot bring themselves to face the truth.
They've been brought up to believe in their own invincibility. Even now, 2 months after D-Day, they still believe they can push the British and American troops out of France. They still call it a bridgehead.
Oh, enough talk of war. It seems as though my whole life has been dominated by it. I'm getting tired, Paul. I want to be just a woman again. I want to forget about politics and begin to think of a home, a family. I don't care who rules, just as long as I can be a real woman again.
I think that we all want an end to it, Maria. It won't be long now. It could be over by Christmas.
No, I think the Germans will fight on well into next year.
I hope you are wrong, Paul.
Well, about 15 got away. He took off down the valley. I don't reckon it's worth chasing them.
It went well, Saunders. Dimitri, you can tell your men I'm proud of them.
Thank you, Major. Do you want to interrogate the prisoners before we shoot them?
Shoot prisoners? We're not animals, Dimitri. They didn't shoot you when you were taken prisoner.
Only one in five. To teach us total submission. But I was captured by regular soldiers. These are SS. The same men who manned the concentration camps.
I don't care if we've captured Adolf Hitler, Hermann Göring, and that nasty little fellow with the glasses, Heinrich Himmler. We do not shoot prisoners.
Well, what do we do then, Major? Put them on their butts, tell them to walk home and behave themselves in future?
I can do without your sarcasm, son.
Okay, Major, but the question needs answering.
How many are there, Dimitri?
9. And 4 wounded.
Well, let them go.
I think it's crazy.
Perhaps you do. But supplies are short enough without having to feed extra mouths. Besides, if the Germans decide to take reprisals against us, at least they can't accuse us of murder if we get retaken.
You can bet your life they'll take reprisals. After what we've just done, they'll send a whole division to wipe us out.
Let's wait and see, shall we?
So, we let the prisoners go, huh?
Dimitri, is there an officer among them?
2.
I'll bring them here for interrogation. Then we'll camp for the night farther down the valley and let the prisoners go in the morning.
then I said to these 2 Frenchmen, if you don't know where your army is, why ask me? Lieutenant Vesa, I thought you were having an early night.
I was spoken of by Oberleutnant Walder. He brought me important news. Can I see you alone, Herr Major?
Yes. Oh, excuse me, gentlemen. I'll be back shortly.
What
is it, Vesa? You've turned as pale as a ghost.
A survivor of Lieutenant Gorin's company is called in.
A survivor? Oh, what are you talking about?
They were ambushed and most of them killed.
Partisans?
No, Herr Major. The sheep turned on the shepherd.
And Scorn?
It's believed he was taken prisoner.
Well, I wouldn't give a pfennig for his life in their hands. Who called in?
Corporal Schmalt. He has another 8 men with him.
Out of 60? Well, Fraser, this is scandalous. I can only conclude that Corin was careless. So, our sheep have big teeth, eh? Let me see. It's 11 o'clock now. I want you to call out the men. I want to call them on the road by midnight at the latest. While you do that, I shall inform General Gresser of the position. An interview I am not looking forward to. The captain tells me we're off the inlet now. We're expected at midnight.
Another 5 minutes.
And so much for the weather report. It's a brilliant full moon. An observer on shore could see us for kilometers.
There's nothing to fear at this place. The nearest German is 50 kilometers north of
Look,
here.
A light.
Yes. Long. 3 shorts. 2 longs.
Yes.
That's the correct sequence. So all's well. And this is the part of the operation I hate most. It's a sort of feeling of helplessness. Almost as bad as swinging from a descending parachute.
The captain is taking us in.
On the jetty, you will meet the man who flashed this signal. A fisherman called Morosco. He's been doing it for years.
We are turning into the inlet. How clearly you can see the land on either side. There's the jetty. 100 meters on the right.
Here's your bag, Paul.
Thanks.
And yours, Maria. Now, I will just go and thank the captain for the ride. Excuse me.
Hey, Captain. Maria.
It's amazing. It's so peaceful. And such a beautiful night.
Yes. And that's the way I wanted to stay.
Right, let's go.
Right.
Come on, Maria, take my hand.
No, I'm all right. Joseph, hurry up, Joseph.
All right, I'm coming.
So, Maria, where's this ancient smuggler you told me about?
I don't know.
It's very odd, it's strange. But please, he should be here.
He could be waiting over there.
Yeah. First rule of survival. Beware of anything unusual. Start walking down the jetty. And when I say so, run to the nearest cover.
Paul,
do
what?
Do as I say. Well, come on and just keep it casual.
Are you not being malicious?
Please, we've landed in a trap.
What?
Now get ready to run. As soon as we do, they'll start shooting. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes, I am. Now, go!
Run!
Waiting for us, Joseph.
I can't understand it. And what happened to Maria? She didn't run when you said.
I don't know. Perhaps she was hit. Well, so much for the nearest German being 50 kilometers away.
These are not Germans. I will bet my life on it, Paul.
You mean the partisans?
I am sure they are. It's difficult to see clearly, but I'll go closer. I can see their figures silhouetted as they search for us around the jetty.
Be careful. Something I don't understand. Why would they fire on us?
I don't know, but that is what I want to find out. Now stay here. I shall not be long.
Joseph? Joseph?
Maria!
Paul!
Maria, we're here. Joseph, wait.
I was worried about you. And then I heard Joseph's voice.
Yeah, we thought they'd got you on the jetty. Joseph thinks they might be partisans. He's going in
no,
to find...
No, they're not partisans.
What?
They're Germans. I clearly heard them talking.
See? How many?
No more than 10.
They were waiting for us.
Yes, they were.
Betrayed already. What a lovely start to our mission.
Veil of Darkness was written by Ron Evans, produced by Yolan Dottman, and directed by Henry Diffenthal.
Springbok 930 Dossier, dramatized for broadcasting on Springbok Radio.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Every day at this time, we bring you dramatized stories of excitement, romance, and suspense from the files of interesting and fascinating people.
We present The Veil of Darkness, a story of violence and intrigue by Ron Evans. Had escaped from the ambush by the skins of our teeth. Instead of meeting a guide as we landed from the Italian fishing boat on the coast of Yugoslavia, we were met by a hail of gunfire from a waiting ambush. My mission was to find a group of escaped prisoners of war and internees that was making its way across Yugoslavia to the coast, where it would be picked up by a flotilla of Allied vessels. The leader of this group was a British Royal Artillery officer, Major Clifford Ramsden, and he was acting under order relayed to him by military intelligence to make for the sea via Rajek Pass in the Montenegrin mountains. This had been a mistake, since it was found there was no way through, and the group of SKPs could find themselves helplessly bottled in the grim confines of the pass. Behind them, a group of Waffen-SS under the command of Major Gunter Scheer was under orders to eliminate or recapture them. I'd been sent with two Yugoslav guides, Josef and Maria, to turn the SKPs away from Rajek Pass to a road farther north which would bring them to the sea. But now we lay in some grass, looking towards the narrow wooden jetty where we'd been ambushed a few minutes earlier. German, Maria?
I told you, I heard them talking.
They're all gathered on the jetty. I can see they're wearing civilian clothing.
Posing as partisans. An old trick. But they are as German as Hitler himself.
We must move into the woods before they begin searching for us.
No.
But what else can we do?
They think we've made a run for the woods already, which is why they're off guard and standing together in a group. They make a lovely target.
There are 10 of them, Paul.
Look, for the sake of our own security, they mustn't get a chance to report our escape. Then more Germans will be drafted in to hunt us down. But if they're found dead, It'll be blamed on one of the local partisan groups, and the heat will be off us.
Yes, that is true, but please...
If we can crawl into close range, we can get him. The biter bit, so to speak. But we must move now before they separate. That's close enough. Maria, you aim for those who run to the right. Joseph, you fire for the ones who scatter left. I'll concentrate on the center. Are you ready?
When you say the word.
All right, ready.
Right. Perfect. The killing was done with cold efficiency. When silence fell, we were sure the 10 Germans were dead. Maria ran forward, her Sten gun held at the ready. We followed behind, using more caution. We saw the silhouette of a figure rise from the ground ahead of Maria, his hands raised. The body fell back, and Maria walked over it as though it had never existed. We joined her as she checked over the other bodies.
They are all dead. Where is Joseph?
He's taking a look over there. He says there's a road.
Yes, the one that leads to Vercozzi.
Vercozzi will be our first stop.
Where you meet your contact?
Yeah, that's right. Here's Joseph coming back.
They came in two cars, which are parked at the roadside.
Good. We can take one of them into Vercozzi, then dump it somewhere. The cars were of the type used by the civil administration. I looked inside them both and found nothing of interest, except that the keys had been left in the ignitions. I glanced at my watch. It was only a few minutes after midnight. We could be in Vercozzi in less than 30 minutes. Then I saw a huddled body lying behind the second car. As I rolled it over, I saw Maria and Joseph approaching. Joseph stooped and looked at the face.
It's the old fisherman who signaled us in. The spine has got his throat.
Well, we'd best leave him here. But first, let's destroy this car.
This incendiary grenade will do it. I'll open this window here and throw it in as we pass.
Yeah, that'll do fine. Now, come on. Okay, Joseph.
Yes, all it wants is a car. It's a great pity.
Meanwhile, far to the northwest, Major Ramsden was unable to sleep. He'd interrogated the two German officers his group had captured during a rearguard skirmish. He got out of bed and ordered one of his men to bring before him Leutnant Gorin, the senior of the two men. In a few minutes, the German was seated before him in the light of the crackling fire, two burly Russian ex-infantrymen standing close behind him.
I've brought you here because I'm not satisfied with the story you told me earlier.
There is no more to tell.
Your unit is part of a Waffen-SS battalion. Why are you separated from the rest? And why were you so closely following us but avoiding contact?
We were making for Komasek. Your group lay between us and the village.
No, Herr Leutnant. I believe you are under orders to observe my group, to report our progress until the rest of your battalion catches us up. Am I correct?
I will say no more.
Then I will assume that I am right. Somewhere behind, an SS battalion is coming for us. How far away are they?
You know I am only obliged to give my name, rank, and number, Herr Major.
Since when did the SS observe the rules of the Geneva Convention? Really, Leutnant Gorin, let's be realistic. If our positions were reversed, I would be tortured into giving you the information and then hanged. Am I right?
You believe your own propaganda.
Do I? You forget I was a prisoner myself. I know it for the truth at first hand. When I was taken at Crete, I was hanged for an hour by my wrists, which were tied behind my back. It was a horrifyingly painful experience. I talked in the end, but I had the presence of mind to only tell of things that could do no great damage. So please, don't tell me about the rules of war. Well, Leutnant Gorin,
You commanded the company which followed us, therefore you must know the reason why, and I want it.
You said you would believe your assumption about a battalion following you up. Please continue to believe it.
I see. I think that's as close to admitting it as you ever will.
The knowledge will not help you, Herr Major. Your tiny force will be overrun in minutes.
Paul. I know this place. Ubak's farm.
What do you know of Ubak?
The man is a fascist.
You're wrong, Maria. He's been working for Allied Intelligence for years.
Ubak, your contact?
Mm-hmm.
I would never have believed it possible.
If what Maria says is true, this could be another trap.
If you're both so damned worried, I'll wait here while you circle the farmhouse.
It would be better, Paul. I'll go this way.
Go on, Joseph. Hurry up. But whoever's inside will have heard the car. I thought so.
Who is there?
A friend from the mountains, old man.
Come inside.
Come on, Joseph. Maria can follow us when she's happy that Ubak doesn't have a division of SS waiting in one of the barns.
Have some more peach brandy, my friends. I make it myself.
It is quite illegal, of course.
Everything you do is illegal, you old rascal.
A man must live.
Well, it's as well for us that you do.
What do you want of me?
Shelter for the three of us until tomorrow night. And then we move on towards Rajek Pass.
Rajek Pass? Mm-hmm. Strange place to go. Nothing ever happens there. It is desolate. Not even the partisans go there.
It's a long story, Ubak, but that's our destination. We want to avoid all the partisan groups between, and you can help us in that respect.
It can be done, but with difficulty, and the road will be long, almost twice as far.
Can you work us out a route on a map?
I can, yes. But between here and Rajek Pass lie two major partisan groups.
Can we avoid meeting both of them?
Possibly, yes, with great care and stealth.
Mm-hmm.
You will have to pass through both territories using goat tracks and a compass. As for the main roads, do not go close to them. There has been a great deal of German military activity on them of late. They send out small, heavily armed motorized patrols, which shoot at everything that moves.
The car we came in will have to be hidden.
No, I will worry about that. Some of my farmhands will bury it in the morning.
Where will we stay? In one of the barns?
No. I get many overnight visitors, and I made provision for them long time ago. There is a cellar with a sliding panel leading into a second cellar below the yard outside. You will find all you need down there. A search party will never find you, not even if they burn down the house. But first, we must drink some more. All day tomorrow you can sleep the sleep of the innocent.
You knew we were coming here?
Oh, yes. I was told by the British intelligence.
Are you in radio contact?
Of course. Hidden in the woods is my own little radio station. Tomorrow I will signal them that you arrived safely.
Somebody betrayed us. The Germans were waiting for us at the landing place.
One never knows who to trust. The Germans have many informants.
And you, Ubak?
Do you suggest that I betrayed you?
Maria, please.
I have passed harmless information on to the Germans from time to time, yes. This has been done by arrangement with the Allies. It puts me above suspicion and safeguards my position here.
And that makes sense.
If you were betrayed, you must look elsewhere for the culprit. Now drink. Let us forget about this war for a little while.
After Ubak had finally emptied his bottle of peach brandy, he took us below to the cellar. We climbed down a flight of wooden steps from a squeaky trapdoor. The cellar was empty, apart from some racks of wine and more peach brandy. A shelf against one wall was pulled out to reveal what appeared to be bare brick with a nail protruding from it. Ubek twisted the nail for a moment and then pulled. A section of the wall slid silently outward. The other side was more like a small apartment with four beds, each in their own small cubicle, and a central furnished lounge. It was getting close to dawn when we finally went inside, so we looked forward to a few hours' deep sleep. I half undressed and lay on the bed for a while. A shadow passed me several times, and I realized it was Maria pacing the floor. I got up again.
I thought you would be asleep by now.
How can I with you walking up and down like a caged lioness?
I'm all right.
Something's bothering you. Is it Ubak?
How do we know he hasn't gone straight to the Germans?
I know. Now just relax. I've worked with Ubak several times in the past, and he's always come up aces. Now get yourself some sleep. From what he's been telling us, it could be the last for some time to come.
I don't sleep a lot.
Well, then just lie back and think nice thoughts.
I'll try.
Good, because I get ratty when I can't sleep. Good night, Maria.
Good night, Paul. Paul?
What is it now?
Talk to me for a few minutes.
What about?
Let me sit here, beside you.
Really, Maria, this is no time
for... I find you a very beautiful man, Paul.
Hmm?
Are you really so cold as they say the Englishmen are?
Your hands are cold on my chest.
My heart is warm. Kiss me, Paul. Please. Oh, must I show you how? It is done like this. Ah, you do have a spark of feeling in you.
I'm not a machine.
If you were, I'd fill you full of oil and make you go faster.
What about Joseph?
Oh, he sleeps the sleep of the dead. He will not waken for many hours. Paul. Paul, just the nearness of you takes away my breath.
Captain Saunders.
You want me, Chief?
Chief? Really, Saunders, I'm a major, not one of your Red Indian leaders. Who have you detailed to cover our rear?
The Poles and the 6 Frenchmen.
And the Russians?
Well, some of them were on guard duty last night. The rest are due to relieve the British and Americans to head the column.
That Russian officer, what's his name?
Dmitry Arkhanov.
Yes, well, he seems a rather reliable fellow.
One of the best, if you ask me.
Hmm. What about the prisoners? Did you see them off?
Well, sure. They went off down the trail like scalded cats, much to the disgust of the Ruskies.
Is the Major in there?
Oh, no, not her.
What's wrong with you, Captain?
That woman. I'd rather face a panzer division than do battle with her.
Who is she?
She's an English battle axe who joined the column 2 days ago.
I demand that you tell this guard to let go of my arm.
All right, Corporal Huskins.
You, I take it, are Major Ramsden in the flesh.
Correct, madam. And who might you be?
Lady Agnes Collier, late of the Chinaki internment camp. May I sit here, thank you?
Yes, yes. Please sit down.
Yes, I am seated, Major. All yesterday I tried to see you, and those brutes you call guards wouldn't let me past.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but you will appreciate that yesterday was extremely busy.
Yes, I hear you knocked hell out of the Hun. Pleased to hear it. Now, that's what we need if we're to reach safety.
Excuse me a moment. Captain Saunders, will you see that my orders are carried out? And tell Lieutenant Halford that we shall be moving off in 15 minutes.
With pleasure, Chief.
Blast the man and his chief.
Americans, you know. One can expect anything from them.
Was there something you wanted to see me about, Lady Collier?
Well, of course. Why else would I force myself in here? It's about the women and children. I've taken charge of their welfare. We need fresh milk, blankets, and if you could commandeer some vehicles on the way, it would be a great help.
I'm doing everything possible. Vehicles are out of the question. We're moving into the mountains, and there are no roads, only rutted tracks. As for milk and blankets, I hope to obtain these at Komasek, which is a village 12 miles from here. I hope to reach there before nightfall.
I expect you to do your best, Major. Twice a day at 9 in the morning and 5 in the evening, I will report personally to you and convey my needs. Kindly see that your bully boys allow me to pass. I can assure you that I am not an assassin.
Yes, Lady Collier.
Well, I've taken enough of your time until 5 this evening. Oh, yes, Major. You must obtain some warmer clothes for us from these peasants. The rags we are wearing at the moment are totally inadequate. Good day to you.
Oh, wake up.
What is it?
It is time you were up.
What's the time?
After 12 o'clock. Ubak brought some food and more of his peach brandy.
Ooh, just the thought of that stuff.
There is some wine as well.
Mm-hmm. Where is Joseph?
He went out. Come over to the table. There are things we must talk over.
I'm coming. What's to eat?
A sort of goulash. Mm-hmm. It tastes all right.
Right. What's there to talk about?
About Joseph. He cannot be trusted.
What's the matter with you, Maria? Are you suffering from some kind of persecution mania?
What is that?
Oh, never mind. What's wrong with Joseph?
If Ubak did not betray us to the Germans, he did.
Well, how'd you work that out?
Only us, Ubak, and the old fisherman knew we were coming. The fisherman was killed by them, so I doubt if he was the informer. That leaves only Joseph.
And you?
Me? How can you say that to me, Paul? I hate the Germans more than anything else in this world. I thought after what happened between us...
Oh, calm down, Maria. I was only making a point. Now, look, you say Joseph is a traitor. Well, what if he comes to me and says you are the traitor? What am I to believe then?
You will believe me, Paul. We are lovers, my darling. There must be implicit trust between us. You say Ubek can be trusted, therefore Joseph is the traitor. Is that not so, Paul?
I don't know. If he is a traitor, he'll make a mistake and I'll catch him.
What then?
What else? A bullet through the back of his head, of course.
Very well. We shall wait and see. But pray he does not lead us into another German trap beforehand.
I'll be on my guard.
Let me pour your wine.
Mm-hmm. Not too much, sir. Wine makes me sleepy.
Now you have eaten, you can sleep some more. Both of us. Like last night.
Major, Dmitri and his men are back.
Oh, good. What do they report?
Well, they watched the village for 2 hours before going in. It's deserted.
Deserted?
Everything is gone. Food, bedding, livestock. They've evacuated.
Could be. They could have heard of our approach.
Or the approach of the SS behind us.
It's possible, I suppose. Did the Russians circle the place, check the country around?
Yeah, 2 miles deep.
The villagers must have gone into the mountains, and there must be a clear reason.
What, partisan activity, do you think?
Could be, yes. The partisans could have ordered the village to be evacuated.
Mm.
Well, Saunders, we must continue to move ahead. I hope to reach Komasek by 5, so we'll have to be on our guard.
I could send patrols on ahead to occupy the village and make it ready for our arrival.
Yes, do that.
Right.
I'm expecting something else at 5.
What?
That woman. Anyway, she'll have to damn well wait until we're settled in for the night.
Yeah, you mean that woman. Is she real? I mean, is she what she claims to be?
You could bet your life on it. The Lady Colliers of this world built and organized the British Empire in their day. Meeting her here in this column was a nasty shock, believe me, Saunders.
Well, what did she want?
It would appear that she's taken charge of the women and children. Her present and future demands on our resources don't bear thinking about.
I have spent most of the day drawing this map for you. If you look here and here and over here... These areas you must avoid.
Mm-hmm.
The patch marked in yellow is Kresko's territory. The one in red is Pavchek's. The darker inner areas are the most dangerous. You will have to cross both the outer areas, I know, but do so at night.
We intend to do most of our traveling by night.
Good. Now, these lines here denote the German strong points. You can easily avoid them. Now, once you have passed through the Royalist area, you should have a clear and safe run to Rajek Pass.
That'll be a relief.
It's getting late, Paul.
The lady is right. Take the map. I wish you godspeed and a safe journey.
Well, thanks for everything, Ubak.
The war will not last much longer. Perhaps if we meet again, it will be in happier times.
Yes. I certainly hope so.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Ubak. May God go with you.
Well, it's a nice clear night.
Moonlight can be dangerous.
You will have to excuse Maria. She's always looking on the black side.
It has saved my life on more than one occasion. Oh.
Hmm? What's the matter?
I'm sorry. I've left something back at the house.
Oh, well, just forget it.
No, I can't do that. It It's important.
Important? Well, what is it?
Well, it's something personal. Please, I will not be long.
Wait a minute, Maria.
Wait here for me. I won't be long.
Oh, boy. Women. You know, she's probably left behind a makeup or eyebrow tweezer.
Maria is not like other women in that respect. She's gone back for some other purpose.
How do you mean?
She's become very close to you, Paul. I can see it in your eyes. But be careful.
Oh, no.
Do not trust her too far. She's cunning and she's very ruthless.
She doesn't trust you and you don't trust her. What is all this? Look, you were sent with me to advise and to assist in...
Grief, shooting here down at Hubach's house.
Come on, let's go and help.
All right, but be careful. It could be the Germans.
I ran the 300 yards back to Ubach's house. Joseph was close behind me. The door was closed. I cocked my Sten gun and gently pushed open the door. I found myself staring at Maria. She was still holding her machine pistol poised. Sprawled out on the floor at her feet lay Ubach, blood spattered over his shirt front from 3 gaping wounds. He was quite dead.
I'm sorry. It had to be done, Paul.
Maria, you're mad. You have to be mad. Why did you do it?
It's quite simple, Paul. I'm surprised you didn't think he would have betrayed us to the Germans.
That's ridiculous. How do you know?
I don't know for sure. I just had that feeling.
You can kill just... because of a feeling?
Is that the real reason why you came back here?
Yes. After we left the house, it was almost as though I knew. Can we afford to take chances just because you liked the man?
Liked him? Ubach was the linchpin for Allied intelligence in this area. Good grief, woman. I could have trusted him more than my own mother.
Veil of Darkness was written by Ron Evans, produced by Yolande Dottman, and directed by Henry Diffenthal.
Springbok 930 Dossier, dramatized for broadcasting and brought to you on Springbok Radio.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.